My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here.
Hey God, it's me. God, I am having such a dilemma right now because I do not know what in the world to charge for my services and my products. I mean, on one hand, I want to make, you know, it's so affordable so everyone can afford it. But on the other hand, God, I want to be able to be satisfied with what I'm charging because I put so much work and effort, and there's so many materials that go into my products, and I put so much thought and work and effort into my services. So how do I charge something that's fair, that's aligned, that, you know, is really fair for my customers, but also gives me peace and gives me satisfaction because I feel like I'm getting what I deserve as far as what I put into the product and the service. How do I create that balance? Is there a such thing? Or am I missing something here? I would really love your advice on this. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, charge what's fair. There is a way to determine the correct pricing, and I will show you how.
Gardeners, let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think of all the ways in which we are grateful today. Are you grateful for your loved ones? Are you grateful for your families? Are you grateful for your business, your team members, your co-workers, your neighbors, your significant other, your children? Who are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Today I was driving and I just was in awe at the leaves, like the beautiful colors of the leaves. It's fall right now, and the leaves are orange and red and all of these beautiful, magnificent colors. And I was just absolutely in awe of the trees. And I just took a moment to say thank you. So even the things that we take for granted sometimes, the littlest things like the changing of the colors of the trees, how can you just take a moment to show appreciation for those things right now? And we're actually going to do that now. So let us take a moment to pause and just say thank you. Let us do that now. Okay, very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes, and we'll start the show after this short break. Doing. I hope you're doing absolutely amazing. I am feeling great today, you guys, because I went on a really long walk this morning. It was so beautiful. It was cold. It was definitely cold, but it was beautiful. The leaves are changing. The weather was so nice. It was like, it was everything, you guys. Oh my gosh, just to walk in the woods and see the leaves changing and the leaves on the ground. And autumn is definitely here. This is one of my favorite seasons for sure. Although the air is cold and it's crispy, and I definitely had to wear some layers this morning, but it was all worth it to see how beautiful nature is. Isn't Mother Nature so beautiful, you guys? Oh my God. So if you haven't had a chance to go outside today, if it's not like super dark where you are, I encourage you to just go outside and look around at nature. Just sit still and or walk quietly and just observe how just amazing and beautiful nature is, because that walk was everything I needed and more. Like after I got back inside, I felt so good, you guys. So sometimes you just need some fresh air, right? Like our parents used to tell us, like, go outside and get some fresh air. Like it definitely works. It definitely livens you up and makes you feel really good. So yes, today is going to be a walk outside day, or we're going to make it a point to walk outside this weekend. Yay! Okay, my love. So we are going to jump into this episode. First of all, I want you to connect with me. So come and say hello on Instagram or on YouTube at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST, or in my Facebook group. You can also email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com, Gratitude1ST. You guys know I love to talk to you. I love to chat with you. So come and say hello. Tell me about yourself. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me if you have any business or mindset questions for me. I would love to answer them, or any questions about spirituality. I would love to answer them. So come and say hi. I love, 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 love connecting with you guys. Okay, so now we are going to jump into the episode, my loves. And this is something that I've been thinking about quite a bit lately, because I've been listening to quite a few podcasts, and I love listening to podcasts. Besides having my own podcast, I actually love listening to podcasts as well. And The theme on a lot of the podcasts that I've been listening to this week has been around pricing. So I just wanted to hop on here and give my little two cents about pricing and, you know, my sort of evolution, I guess you can call it, from the way that I used to think about pricing to the way that I think about pricing now. And if you guys are struggling with pricing in your business, like if you're struggling with figuring out what to charge as far as like, you know, you wanting to get customers, you wanting it to not be too expensive for them, but at the same time, what's fair for you, given the time and the effort that you spend, you know, creating your services or products or courses or what have you, the money that you spend to, you know, create your products, right, on whatever boxes, labels, the product itself, whatever you spend upfront to, you know, get that product ready. And even you guys, you have to think about things like your website and where you house your course and all of that good stuff. So if you're kind of like juggling between like, what do I charge based on, you know, the time and effort I spend and also the upfront cost that it costs me to put this course or this service or this product together versus, you know, what's fair for my customers, then this is the episode for you, my love. Okay, so let's jump in, you guys. So here's my thing, right? The way I used to think about pricing, you guys, is I was one of those people who was like, no, I just want to price it, my services or my products, as low as possible because I want everybody to be able to afford it, right? Like I can remember times where I really wanted to buy something or participate in something and I couldn't because of the money, right? So that used to make me kind of feel bad, right? And so I said, you know, when I start having my business and things like that, I don't want people to feel like that. I don't want people to feel like they can't buy my products and my services because of the money. And I still feel that way. Like I don't want, you know, if you're investing in something of mine because you think it'll transform your life or you'll have some type of breakthrough, or even if it's a product that you just think is really cute, right? I don't want you to have to hold yourself back because of money, right? So I still feel that way. But as I started to, you know, really learn and get coaching and take courses and really just have my own personal experiences with pricing, you know, I found that there has to be a balance between what you offer to your customers versus the time and the money that you spend creating that product, right? And, you know, I found that, you know, sometimes we can price our products or our services too low because we want to allow everyone to afford them. But then that can bring up like feelings of like, oh man, but you know, I'm not getting what, you know, I put into this back, right? So let's say, for instance, let's just say hypothetically, you're offering a coaching session, right? Now, let's say that you really actually want to charge $200 per hour for your coaching because you know that after they're done with that hour with you, the type of breakthrough they're going to have, you know, the type of transformation that they're going to have in their business or in their life or whatever type of coaching it is that you do. And you know that if they actually put into practice what it is that you're teaching, that it'll be well worth or way like worth way more than that $200 per hour, right? But let's say you start thinking about the fact like, oh, you know, can everyone afford $200 an hour? So then you drop down to like, okay, let me just drop it down to $50 an hour because I want everyone to afford that. Here's what happens, you guys. When you start selling those $50 an hour coaching sessions, you're going to think in the back of your head, like, man, you know, could I have charged $200? Would they have paid
that 200, right? And then there can bring up feelings of resentment because it's like, man, you know, I know that once they put this thing into practice, you know, their transformation is going to be way, you know, worth way more than $200. So, you know, could I have actually charged what I wanted? You're going to have all of those types of questions in your head, right? And so that can lead to resentment. It can lead to you not wanting to put your best foot forward. It can lead to feelings of, man, should I just quit because I'm not going to be able to, you know, make the type of money that I want to make anyway. Let's say you're trying to like quit your 9-to-5 or something. You're going to be like, well, I can never quit my 9-to-5 if I keep charging, you know, this amount. So should I just go ahead and quit, right? Is it even worth it, right? All of those types of feelings will start to come up, you guys, if you don't charge what it is that you feel that it's worth, right? And here's the thing, you guys, I don't want you to think about, like, especially if you're selling like coaching or a course or something like that, I don't want you to price your coaching sessions or your course based on the timing that they're spending with you or on that course, right? So if you say like, oh, well, it's just an hour, so $200 might be too much. Don't think about it like that. Think about it in terms of what are they going to receive afterwards. As a result of spending that hour with you, how is their life going to transform, right? Do you think that someone like an Oprah Winfrey or, you know, a Jay-Z or I don't know, like a Tom Bayou or something like that. I think I pronounced his name wrong. Or who are some of the other people that, like a James Wedmore or something, do you think that they would charge, or Tony Robbins, do you think that they would charge, you know, $200 an hour? No, right? Why? Because they know that the transformation that person is going to receive after they sit with them is going to be worth, like, it's going to, just sitting with them for 1 hour can radically transform your life if you put what they say into practice, right? So you know that your services are amazing. You know that your services can really transform someone's life. So if you feel like you're worth $200 an hour or even $1,000 an hour or $500 an hour, be confident in that price, right? And if you're, and here's what you can do for the people who you're like, but Erica, everybody isn't going to be able to afford that. You can always do things like split the payments up. You can always also do something like, instead of an hour, I'll offer you a 15-minute, you know, speed coaching session with me for X amount of dollars, right? So you can offer a couple of different types of services for the people who might not be able to afford that $200 an hour right now. Does that make sense? So you don't have to lower your prices to try to cater to everyone. You can think outside of the box and find ways to cater to those people who might not be able to afford it right now with, you know, okay, we can split your payment up into two payments, right? Or I can offer a 15-minute speed coaching session. You ask me your most important questions. I'll quickly get those answers for you, but you're still going to receive an amazing transformation. Trust me, right? So you can do things like that to think outside of the box, you guys, to cater to the people who can't afford that $200 right now. And you can do the same thing if you're selling a product, right? So if you're selling a lotion and it's usually comes in like a really big bottle, maybe you can start offering mini bottles, right, to people who might not be able to afford that big bottle. But if you know that huge bottle of lotion is like made of really premium natural products that cost you a lot to make, if you're barely breaking even on that product, it's not going to be as enjoyable for you anymore to create that product because you know that it's worth more and you're barely breaking even on this thing, right? So you have to think about, you know, what price do I want to charge in order to feel like, you know, it's worth it for me to continue making this product or creating this course or offering this session? And also, what's fair to my customers And, you know, how can I think outside of the box for the customers that might not be able to afford my higher end product right now, right? And even if you don't want to create a bunch of separate products, I totally get that and I respect that. You can create some type of freebie, right? You can create a guide that shows them the best ingredients that you should look for in lotions so you don't break out, right? Or the best ingredients in lotions for dry skin. Offer that free guide, and the fact that you're offering so much value, that person is going to remember, like, later on when they can afford your product, like, oh, let me go back to her because she gave me this amazing free guide. She's always, you know, sending out emails. She's always active on social media. You know, she's always helping her tribe. So let me go ahead and buy from her now that I do have the money because she's offered so much value. So if you don't want to create a bunch of different products, you know, just think of a freebie that you can offer so people, you know, so you stay top of mind, you're still providing value, and those people who couldn't afford you then will come back later when they can afford you. So that is number one. Always be fair to yourself as well, you guys, because when you start, like, you know, dropping your prices and all of that, it really can take the fun and enjoyment out of what you're doing if you feel like you're not being paid with what you're worth. Think about a job, right? If you are at your job and you're making, I don't know, like $20 an hour, and you're like, but man, you know, I know that you, maybe you look on Glassdoor or something and you see that your job is really worth $30 an hour, right? What is that going to do? You're going to have that resentment. You're going to feel like, oh man, you know, they're not valuing me. They're not paying me what I'm worth, right? It's the same thing in business, you guys. Just because you're passionate about your business doesn't mean that those feelings of resentment won't bubble up if you're undervaluing yourself and you're not charging what you feel like you're worth and what you feel like you deserve. And think, always think from the transformation, right? If you're selling a service and you know that, you know, this person was only making $1,000 per month in their business, but after they speak with you and take some coaching sessions with you, they're going to be able to skyrocket to $10,000. Well, if you're charging, you know, just $1,000 for your service, right, or your coaching sessions, and they're going to go out and they'll be able to make $10,000 within the next 30 days. Is that not worth it, right? You don't need to drop your price to $200 because you're like, hey, look, you know, it's $1,000, but from, you know, my past clients, my past testimonials, I, you know, if you do what I say, chances are you're going to be able, you know, you shouldn't promise what they'll be able to make, but, you know, you can just tell them, hey, look at my past data, right? Look at my testimonials. This is the transformation they've received, right? This person was able to go out and make this amount. This person was able to go out and make that amount, right? So yeah, it's $1,000, but I know that the transformation that you're going to receive afterwards is worth way more, right? So think about it from that standpoint. I also started to think about this idea of, like, premium products, right? Now, I want you to think of something that you pay premium price for and you don't mind paying premium price for that product because maybe the brand name, because of the quality, because it tastes better, right? So for instance, maybe you always buy, like, Fiji water versus the regular purified Kroger water, or, you know, name your local grocery store, right? Versus the water from your grocery store or tap water. Oh God, please don't drink tap water, you guys. But maybe, especially if there's, like, no filter or anything, but maybe you don't mind splurging on Fiji water, right? Why would you pay that premium price? you know, $3.50 or whatever a bottle for premium water when you can literally get a bottle of water for $1, right? It's because of the taste, right? It's because it's Fiji, right? It's because that name has a certain amount of class and prestige to it. And also the taste, right? Maybe you can't stand the taste of other waters and you only like the taste of the Fiji water, right? So think about something that you pay premium price for and you do not mind paying premium price for that product. Why? Is it the taste? Is it the name brand? Is it the quality, right? There's millions of purses being sold, but why do people buy Chanel? Why do people buy Michael Kors, right? I love Michael Kors. My mom and my friend, they love Dooney and Burke. So why do people buy Dooney's, right? Why do you buy whatever, right? Whatever other name brands there are. Why do you buy Armani, right? Why do you buy these name brands when there's 1,000 other purses, shoes? You know, why do you buy Louis Vuittons, right? There's a million other shoes out there. It's because of the brand. It's because of the quality, right? It's because, you know that you can have that thing for years. I've had some of my Michael Kors purses for years and the quality is still excellent, right? I could have, you know, gotten a $20, $30 purse, but those $20, $30 purses that I used to buy, they always break. The strap always breaks or they end up looking really worn and torn out after a while, right? So if I can buy a purse that lasts for a year, 2 years, 3 years, however long, versus something that's going to break within the next few months, right? Why not, right? So you have to think of your brand as a premium brand as well, right? What are you offering that other brands that are not as premium are not offering, right? Do you have exceptional customer service? If they buy your coaching session, will it also come with like a pre-recorded video or some type of amazing workbook? Will they also receive an ebook, right? What can you offer to make your brand and your business premium? If they buy that bottle of lotion, will they also receive a spray for free? If they buy your foundation, will they also receive the foundation brush for free, right? If they buy your eyeshadow, will they also receive a free mascara? How can you make your brand a premium brand so people don't mind paying those higher prices, right? So I want you to think about something that you can do right now today. It doesn't have to be expensive, right? It doesn't have to cost a whole lot of extra money. It can be something as simple as you collecting the birthdays of all of your customers and sending them a virtual birthday card on their birthday, right? If I receive virtual birthday cards, I love it, right? When I receive virtual birthday cards from the companies that have my email address, I think that's so special and it makes me remember that company, right? So how can you make your brand a premium brand so that you can confidently say, yes, I charge this price, but you're getting higher quality ingredients. You're getting exceptional customer service. You're getting this and this and that along with what you're purchasing, right? So think of your brand as a premium brand, be confident in your prices and think, you know, how can I make my brand stand out against the competition, right? And think of why you buy certain premium items and you don't mind buying those premium items. What is it that draws you to those items? And think of how you can incorporate those same qualities into your business, right? So I want you guys to kind of think of pricing in that sort of way, right? You don't have to lower your prices. You can just think of ways outside of the box to, you know, make your brand stand out, make your brand a premium brand, and also offer other things for people who can't necessarily afford your prices as right now, right? So this will create, you know, a win-win for you because the customer will be like, yeah, you know, I'm getting what I want. I'm getting the transformation I want. And then you're also going to feel happy and secure knowing that they're paying what you feel like your products and your services are worth as well, right? And some customers, the last thing I want to say, you guys, is some people will not buy from you if your product is too low, right? They'll think like, oh, how can you offer me a life transformation for $50? Why aren't you charging something higher? Your product must really suck if you're just charging $50. Some people literally think like that, you guys. So you have to keep that in mind too. If you offer something that's super low, I used to think like, oh, if I offer something super low, everyone will buy it. That's not necessarily true, because some people will look at it like, oh, you're just offering a $20 product. Like, it must not be worth anything, right? So think about it from that person's standpoint as well. And really just charge what you think you're worth. Don't get astronomical with it, because you have to be fair. But think about the time, the effort, you know, the thought, the upfront purchases that you have to pay for, and factor all of that in when you're thinking about your pricing. Okay, my loves, I hope that helps. Thank you so much. I love you. Let me know what you're going to do this week as far as your pricing. Hello@gratitudefirst.com or Instagram and YouTube, Gratitude1ST. I love you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Somewhere far away, and just be free. A place times don't go, we can call it our paradise. Just you and I, now wouldn't that be nice? Oh, it's our paradise, staying up all night. Just you and I, under the
Thank you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram @GratitudeFirst. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.